There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archived for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Stephan, good day program. Looks like Thursday is upon us, and so we are here pretty much as usual to serve you. We're not serving ourselves, we're serving you. Y-O-U. And that would include us or we. We are here to serve you, and the group that includes us is Ken Kessler, Molly Page, and Doug Stephan. Let's look at another group. A group of people who have decided they would be king, or they would be queen, or they would be the president. Wouldn't it be interesting if we had a feminine for president? No, in the Latin, it's Agricola, Agricolae, masculine and feminine. Remember that from studying Latin in the 8th grade? How many people remember? Raise your hands, please, if you studied Latin in the 8th grade. I would have thought that in it's almost like being in Sunday school, in a manner of speaking. So, in terms of the president, El Presidente, oh, I know, that's how we do it, because we're going to be speaking Spanish pretty soon anyway, Kenny, right? Molly, we all are going to be Spanish-speaking. It'll be English slash Spanish. So, we can refer to the, it would be El Presidente, if it was a man, and La Presidente, if it was a woman, right? Is that about right? I don't think anybody's hearing me. Am I actually on the air, Carly, or what are we doing here? Maybe I should go to a commercial break and we'll figure out.
I think that's right.
Ah, okay, there we are.
Is that Spanish? I never took Spanish.
Didn't you?
But I live really close to Mexico.
So right.
I hear a lot of it.
By osmosis, you'll get it. Mrs. Clinton, starring in a couple of presidential campaign launches this week, neither of them were hers. Prominent focus by several Republican contenders who have come out this week, Governor Huckabee and Carly Fiorina, what's she calling it? The road to relevancy. Don't you love these terms?
Nice.
Isn't that good? The road to relevancy, which is something we could have a little bit more of, frankly. But her focus, Ms. Fiorini's, Fiorina, F-I-O-R-I-N-A, basically, she's instead of telling you what she's all about, she has quite a good background, frankly, as a tech executive. But instead of talking about herself, all she's talking about is Mrs. Clinton, which is a complete waste of time. In my opinion, I don't give a damn what she thinks about Mrs. Clinton. We all know who Mrs. Clinton is. Tell us who you are, baby. And, you know, so, I mean, Huckabee, you can pretty much figure what his deal is. He doesn't like, he and Bill Clinton both share this fact that they were governors of Arkansas, and he didn't much care for, the two of them don't care, let's put it this way, two of them don't care much for each other, let's put it that way. But again, this isn't about how you get along as people. Hello, it's the presidency of the United States. Your main job is not to make Mrs. Clinton feel irrelevant or to try to push her out of the picture. The frame is you. Let's make a frame of reference around you and what you can do. And so I find already I would write both of these two off because they're not telling us anything about themselves. Huckabee's a fairly well-known commodity, wouldn't you say, Kenny? Pretty much everybody knows who he is. He's been around. Mrs. Fiorini, not so much. So the fact that she wants to not tell us about her personal, professional background, former CEO of Hewlett-Packard, for example, which is probably one of the big tech companies in our country, if not in the world, They have, she says that she and her husband have been in politics their entire lives because they've had to deal in a political world in order to make Hewlett-Packard as successful as it was. Now, that's pretty much true of Mr. and Mrs. Clinton as well. They've been in politics for a long time. I believe Mrs. Fiorini ran for the Senate seat in California against Barbara Boxer and didn't win. Most of her time there she spent criticizing the Clintons as well, and I suggest that that's, she's not running, she wasn't running against the Clintons, she was running against Barbara Boxer. That's why she lost. She has lots of money. She's a lot of people see her as being authentic and trustworthy and genuine, says one of her campaign managers. Well, that's a great thing for you to say. It's great to have slogans and all kinds of things that catch people. Remember hope and change? Wow, that went over well. So slogans mean nothing. I think your background means a whole lot. Huckabee is a good man. His political philosophy is probably something I could identify with. His personal philosophy is anathema for me, so I wouldn't vote ever for him because I don't care for his point of view. I think he's not inclusive, he's exclusive, and I don't think you become a good president if you have so many things in your background that limit your ability to see the big picture. I think we need a big picture person. I think that Mrs. Fiorina, you got to get the right vowel, has a good deal of experience that would allow her to see and work in the trenches well with people. But again, she's wasting all of her time taking shots at Mrs. Clinton. And so these people are all running against the Clintons. And
and there's nothing to differentiate any of the GOP candidates from each other, really.
No. Well, they are taking the time to do it. There might be. But you get, if Rick Santorum comes in next week, is another blah, blah waste of time. And so he will pick away. And all these people who have the same basic principle, or many of them do. I don't know, Fiorina isn't so much into the, from what I can tell anyway, into the political, social conservative stuff, but Santorum certainly is, and Huckabee certainly is, and Cruz seems to be, and I don't really know where Marco Rubio is. Jeb Bush is fairly centrist, so who am I leaving out? We got another dozen or so. Oh, Donald Trump! How can I forget Donald Trump?
I hope he runs. That'll be so entertaining.
Right. Speaking of politics, in England today, they're having an election. And the polls so far suggest that the election is too close to call. They don't have enough conservatives nor a Labour, which is right and left, Republican, Democrat. They aren't likely to win a majority in the House of Commons, meaning that some of the smaller parties could play a bigger role in determining who actually governs England. It's important for us because we like to see what's going on over there. And another governmental note of interest, Mr. Netanyahu, who got reelected as the chief cook and bottle washer in Israel, as you'll recall last month, has made a deal to put together a small parliamentary majority. And otherwise, it would have been kind of embarrassing for him because he would have been, if he didn't have a majority, he would have been thrown out of office. So you get elected, you get booted. That's the way it works. Wish we could have something like that here, frankly. All right, so that's the political arena as far as I can see. Thoughts and comments, 888-302-3684. Email to Doug or Molly or Ken at DougStefan.com and Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. Kenny's going to review what some of you are saying about some of the important issues of the day in a matter of moments here on Good Day.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
A few
few days ago, Brooke Tudine posted an inspirational quote on her wall that got 17 likes and 3 comments. Thumbs up, Brooke. Geico also wants to make a comment. In just 15 minutes, you could save hundreds of dollars on your car insurance by switching to Geico. And nothing says inspiration better than saving money. Well, except for those posters that say things like teamwork, excellence, and make it happen. Hashtag keep climbing. Hashtag savings.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
Growth can be an intimidating six-letter word. Especially when the guys upstairs want 7% of it. That's why you need one 8-letter word. G-R-A-I-N-G-E-R. Granger. The G is for growth. From industry specialists to over 1 million products across almost every category, Granger has the resources to help us grow. Now can you guess what my favorite 4-letter word is? W-O-R-K. Let's get back to it. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgranger.com or stop by. Granger. For the ones who get it done.
I'm Bob DiRigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. If there's one lawsuit nearly everyone has heard about, it'd have to be the one against McDonald's over spilled coffee. But that's not the most frivolous case against McDonald's. No, that distinction would probably go to a lawsuit involving a spilled milkshake. Yes, several years ago, a man pulled up at their drive-thru window and bought a milkshake and fries. He put the drink between his legs and drove away. As he reached for some fries, he squeezed the milkshake with his legs and it spilled on him. Distracted, he hit another car and caused minor damage. Then, the driver who was hit sued McDonald's for failing to warn the customer about drinking a milkshake while driving. Let's be fair, this lawsuit is obviously ridiculous, and it was eventually thrown out by the New Jersey Supreme Court. But when the restaurant asked to be reimbursed for the thousands of dollars it spent on legal fees, the court said no. And that is just one reason why there are so many lawsuits clogging America's courts these days. Learn more. Visit our website at centerforamerica.org.
18 after the hour. Doug Steffen, good day. Hello, Molly Page. Good day. Hello. Hello, Ken.
Hello.
Good morning, morning, morning. So Kenny, Molly, is following, as you know. He's our trusted servant when it comes to understanding what's going on Facebook page and the Twitter page, social media. He's much more involved than me showing my banana yesterday. That picture was posted at Facebook.com.
It was so. Actually a banana, I'd like to just say for the record.
It was a banana. Why would you think it was something else?
Anybody could read into that.
It was a banana. I got lots of pictures, lots of comments from people who said, gee, I'm looking good. And I thought,
nice banana?
Yeah, well, a nice smile on my face and got my new glasses on, the whole deal.
I'll have to get the same.
So, Kenny, what are people saying back to politics about this, all of this sort of foolishness? Because that's what it's all kind of foolishness.
Al says Bernie Sanders raised over $3 million with about 70,000 people donating about $40 a piece. Out of all the candidates announced so far, Bernie seems to be the one connected most to the middle working class.
Yep, I would say that. That's a very good, yeah, absolutely. He is a middle class. He is very popular in Vermont for that very reason. So does he get enough? I mean, he's got an opportunity like Mrs. Fiorina does to present himself and differentiate himself from everybody else. Will he is the question. He's got more of a chance of it, I think, looking at it from the outside in than she does. She's already shot her wad, and so have most of these other people wasting time talking about the Clintons instead of themselves. All right, what else, Kenny?
Mark says Rick Santorum will join the race in a few weeks, and then he'll be out of the race by the 1st of June.
Hey, so, but the idea here is to engage people or refresh people as to who he is so he can get more conservative, bashing speaking engagements. But the best thing that happened to Newt Gingrich after his last try around is his speaking fee went from $25,000 to $40,000. So, under that circumstance, let's go, Rick. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's really go. 21 after the hour on the Good Day
nice
program.
Pom poms.
You like that?
I do.
Heart and body extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my leg has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Ouch! My back is out again!
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care. Chiropractic done right.
Each hour we have some musical inclinations, and so I thought it would be good, because Richie was at the Jazz Fest last week, to understand how many people go to this thing, what they see when they are there, because it's not really the Jazz Fest. It's called the New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival.
It's a celebration of all music.
All right, it used to be a jazz fest, but now it's everything.
No, I mean, it's always been a celebration of funk, gospel, blues, zydeco, jazz, rock, anything that is a part of New Orleans music.
It is.
Mm-hmm.
All right, okay. So, let's see who else beside Elton John. You said Lenny Kravitz. Who did you see, actually, that performed there?
I'm playing Elton John now. When I went this weekend, we usually pick a day not to go to the festival.
Really?
Because it's going to be so incredibly crowded. And this year, it was Elton John. And we were talking to our friend Roberta and her husband, Tom, who works the festival in the sound engineering group, and he said that they estimate that there were 65,000 people there on Saturday alone.
Really?
Wow.
Which, how does the city handle that many people?
It's the city can handle it fine.
Yeah.
The festival is, the grounds are big enough. It takes place on a big horse racetrack.
Yeah.
And the stages are around the horse racetrack, with the infield being where all the food and, you know, this and that is.
Right.
And it just, it's too many people. It's
460,000 people.
Over the course of the 2 weekends.
So can you buy tickets to individual days, or do you, can you, or do you have to buy the whole weekend?
When I first started going, it was $45 for a day. Now it's $65 for a day.
That's still a deal.
And on Sunday, I'll give you a, I saw George Porter and the Running Partners. I saw the Meters. I saw Anders Osborne, which are all kind of local.
What time do they start in the day? What time is this thing?
11:30 is when it starts.
In the morning.
And it ends.
It goes all day long.
At about 6:30.
So,
I saw saw Lenny Kravitz, and at the same time Lenny Kravitz was on the Acura stage, Steve Winwood was on the Gentilly stage.
Right.
But I'd seen Steve Winwood 5 times.
So how many would be, you just walk between the stages? Is
yep.
that it?
You just walk around. And
so
just
how do they pay people like Elton John, who normally gets like $1 million a night or something?
I mean, he's going to do an hour and a half set. So it's gonna be
once while he's there, that's it? Or is he every day out there?
No, just once.
Once.
Just once.
Yeah.
So, you know, 10 years ago, they started, Jazz Fest started having a problem getting enough money to really cover their expenses. So they started selling these national acts.
Yeah.
And that's when it started getting more and more crowded, but it saved the festival, so everybody kind of put up with it.
Mm-hmm.
So now one of the things I go for is, okay, I want to see Lenny Kravitz. I've never seen him before. That's cool. I want to see all of my local things, like the Meters and the you know, just all of these bands, Anders Osborne and everything. And then there's always that one gem that you find.
Yeah, like?
And I found the Monophonics this year.
Monophonics.
And they're a LA-based funk band.
Yep.
With horns and keyboards, and they are just fun.
This is them?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I love this. I never heard of them before. Crank it up. It's like a combo L.A.-Philadelphia sound.
Yeah, it's very slow.
Very smooth.
Funk.
Oh, my God,
they call
great.
Themselves psychedelic funk because they're actually San Francisco-based.
Yeah.
But check them out on YouTube. You can see the Monophonics. They do a cover of a song called Bang Bang,
yeah.
which is a traditional old country song, and it's just a lot of fun. So the beauty of Jazz Fest is I'll go there and I'll see different renditions. A band we saw called The Word, which is a instrumental jam band that does gospel tunes, traditional gospel tunes, but they jam on them like Hendrix or the Grateful Dead or something like that. It's really cool.
460,000 people. Last year there were 435,000. The high point before had been when the Boss and the Beach Boys showed up in 2012, 450,000.
It was crazy.
Showed up. So 460 this time. That's quite a mark. A lot of people.
It's too crowded. That's,
yeah, I would think we'd have a hard time having fun with all those people. 28 after on Good Day.
Hi, here's your delivery from Staples.com.
Thanks, Staples guy. My office is starving. Got any snacks?
Staples has pretzels, granola bars, energy bars, trail mix, all at a low price.
Nuts?
Cashews, almonds, pistachios, pecans, walnuts.
Chips?
Potato chips, corn chips, whole grain chips, gluten-free chips.
Whoa, that's a lot of snacks.
We also have antacids. Tablet antacids, liquid antacids. Can make on budget happen, make break time happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get a 42-ounce bag of M&M's milk chocolate or peanut candy for just $8.99.
Offer valid on SKU 689508 and 689504 and 523 while supplies last. See store Staples.com for details.
Jim Pee Wee Martin was in the Battle of the Bulge and describes the terrible conditions he and his few paratroopers faced.
You know, when you're really cold, you shiver to keep warm. We had so little food, not enough energy, and we quit shivering. That means you're really in bad shape. And the doctors couldn't understand how we survived.
The American Veterans Center protects the legacy and honors the sacrifice of America's veterans. But it's up to you to keep their story alive. To hear the rest of Pee Wee's story, go to AmericanVeteransCenter.org. That's AmericanVeteransCenter.org.
Over 2 million families have trusted Lumber Liquidators for beautiful, high-quality, and affordable flooring. Our incredible deals mean you get the floor you want at the low price you deserve, like 5-inch click pre-finished hardwood. It's as easy to install as laminate, and now it's just 99 cents. Or get solid hardwood for less than you pay for laminate at other stores. This week, get 3/4-inch real pre-finished maple for just $1.69. More deals from 49 cents. And 18-month special financing for quality hardwood floors for less. See the experts today. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
Not just an alternative to the mainstream media. We're the premier independent talk radio network. We are GCN. The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience 4 full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Molly Page is here. Ken Kessler is here. Your ideas are here, or we're splaining our ideas, and you can splain your ideas to us pretty easily. 888-302-3684 is a good number, or if you're playing golf, just 4 is a good number, I guess. You play golf, Molly?
Can't play golf.
Oh, wait a minute. We did discuss this the other day.
Jenner and I.
You can't play because you get things get in the way.
Yeah, that's right. Thing. Otherwise, I'd be fantastic at it.
I bet you would be. All right. Mm-hmm. So anyway, 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 or 7 or 8, 9, 10, 11. You pick how many things are going on in the world today. A lot of people are concerned, as perhaps we can, if we had good sound effects, we could have thunder in the background and make this Thunder Thursday or Tornado Thursday. Oklahoma City. Storm there yesterday, part of an initial wave of what's expected to be a couple of days of pretty dangerous weather down in the flatlands, because that's what it is, the flatlands. There is a reason that tornadoes occur in these places, in case you didn't know.
Here it comes. Nice. Is that your tummy?
Yes. No, you'll hear more and louder if it's my tummy. The fact that the flatlands, also called the Badlands, you know, people in the old days, the old West, used to say they were the Badlands. They weren't the Badlands because the bad guys were running across shooting everybody up. They were the Badlands because there were so many tornadoes. You never hear this discussion. When's the last time you saw a really good Western, whether it was a television show or a movie, that focused not on the good guys and the bad guys in the dark hats and the guys in the white hats, the guys riding white horses and the guys riding dark horses, but instead focused on the tornadoes that take place and the wild weather that takes place across this whole region.
In a Western?
Yeah. Why wouldn't that be, other than that stupid Western with Harrison Ford and Daniel Craig, that they had the monsters coming in from somewhere? What was that movie
that
called?
That was so bad.
Cowboys versus Aliens.
That was a paycheck for a bunch of people. That was about it. Anyway.
We were wishing for a tornado at that point to just take out the movie.
But the tornadoes did and still do rip across this area with abandon because there's nothing to stop them. You wouldn't find any tornadoes in the Rocky Mountains because the Rocky Mountains would stop that weather. And so down in this part of Texas where it's flat and Oklahoma where it's flat, parts of Missouri and that whole south central area of our country are prime targets for tornadoes, as was the situation yesterday. 12 people hurt yesterday in this whole situation. Molly, you got some more for us?
Yeah, mostly Oklahoma City took the brunt of it. It hit the interstates and destroyed dozens of homes there. It just basically ripped them up. Also, Kansas, Nebraska was hit. The worst damage, though, in the Oklahoma City area, and an airport, the Will Rogers World Airport in Oklahoma City, was evacuated. People had to go into a tunnel outside of the security zone for quite some time, so it was completely shut down. So they're still kind of assessing the damage this morning. They thought at one point animals escaped from a zoo.
Really?
Turns out they're all okay. Everything's okay. But it was reported to the sheriff's department that there was damage to the zoo, and everyone feared the animals were out. They were all hunkered down in their own.
They feared? Everybody was fearing that?
Everybody was fearing.
No.
Yes.
Isn't there some new TV show this summer about the zoo? Didn't I see some promo for a show called Zoo?
What, Killer Zoo?
The animal.
Zoo Wars?
Well, it sounded like that was the sort of thing.
Really?
Maybe Kenny will, while we're having this conversation, do a quick research paper on it he can submit to his eighth grade teacher, Miss Merriweather, or to us, one way or the other, about this new show, Zoo. Okay, so that's the situation with the tornado.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, there is this late-breaking news from the Patriots headquarters about Deflate Gate and some embarrassment. At least it's embarrassment. Could be a little bit more than that. The NFL Commission Day report that found there was no deliberate attempt by the Patriots to deflate footballs to gain an advantage over the Colts. However, not so fast. There apparently is some other information around. It goes back to a locker room attendant and an equipment assistant. So is it their fault? And where do we go from here? Who gets fired? Are these guys the fall guys? Or the report suggesting, quote, it is more probable than not that Tom Brady was at least aware of the inappropriate activities of these guys.
Well, isn't it amazing how long this report took to come to the conclusion that there kind of maybe sort of could be some but not really problems with people tampering with balls?
Well, Bob Kraft, who's the Patriots CEO, says that in this country you're proven innocent. You're innocent until you're proven guilty, but it seems Tommy is now guilty until proven innocent. So is this just a way? This sort of reminds me a little of what I was talking about with the people that were running for president in the Republican Party. All they do is spend their time taking a shot at Mrs. Clinton. Is this sour? Is this get rid of Tom Brady at any cost because he's ruining everybody else's chances of winning a Super Bowl? He's the best quarterback, so let's get rid of him.
But how? I mean, the report says it's more likely than not that New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady knew two team employees tampered with balls.
Yeah.
That's
okay.
It. That's really all it says.
Uh-huh.
So how do you nail them on it?
You don't think that the New England news media is all over this, every television channel? This was the big story at 11 last night here in Boston. Big story on the radio today, whether you're a sports talk program or not. Tom Brady, did he know or didn't he know? Let's bring in the FBI. Let's bring in the CIA. Let's bring in the ATF. Let's bring in the FDA. Bring them all in. And then what happens?
Kenny, what do you think? You're following this closely.
It seems that they have text messages from two employees, an equipment manager and somebody else. And I didn't see what the specific messages were, but they seemed to indicate that they talked about needing to do this and that Tom wants the balls at this, when you get them back, deflate them to this weight.
But they didn't subpoena any text messaging from Brady. They just said that he could turn over whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
But they didn't demand all of his texts on it. So how is this an investigation?
Well, it's the NFL.
All right, enough said.
They want to look like they're doing something. They want to look like they're doing something without actually
doing anything. It's a big cover-up. That's what it is. It's cover-up time. Speaking of cover-ups, the city of Chicago now has $5.5 million in reparations money for the victims of really bad policing. The city council voted unanimously yesterday to take this step to right a wrong, to remove a stain, to take care of a blight in the history of Chicago. The mayor, Mr. Emanuel, said, quote, Chicago has finally confronted its past and come to terms with it and recognizing that something was wrong and fixed it. I'm of the, listen to this, 200 suspects over the course of 20 years were tortured and left close to death in the various Chicago police precincts. They were in, let's see, there was one fellow, I'm trying to see if I can remember his name, and I don't remember his name. Oh, no, here it is. John Burge, B-U-R-G-E was his name. Everybody in the police department knew what a bad cop he was. He was charged. He served a short sentence for perjury and obstruction of justice, released last year. So now because they had, see, this is what I'm talking about that nobody wants to wrap themselves around. Every single city, every single town has somebody like John Burge. And they don't want to come. The hiring of police is so bad across the country. Look at this as an example. I'm not saying all police are bad and have never said that and will never cop to that. And I resent the hell out of people saying, you don't like cops. Well, I don't like people who don't know how to do their job, who are paid to do a job. They take the money from the taxpayer, supposedly because they're performing a duty, and they don't do it. Most of the time, however, it's not as much their fault as it is the people who are managing these departments. You can't tell me that the chief of police in Chicago didn't know how bad this John Burge was. With 20 years of complaints, 200 documented cases against this guy, and he's still wearing a damn badge? Mm-hmm. How do you make that stick? And look at across the country. That's the good thing that's coming out of all this attention being given to bad cops. Most cops, good, mediocre, but not bad. And we're putting them, it's our fault because we let the people who are running the towns and cities get away with hiring their brother to be the police chief, the mayor of some city hiring his brother or whomever, his best friend, his next door neighbor, or whatever, to be the police chief, when that guy hasn't got a clue how to run police. Policing in 2015 is a very specialized task.
And if you're a good cop and there's corruption within the force, within the ranks,
everybody look bad.
Yeah, if you try and blow the whistle on it or say you're not going along with it, you're going to be ridiculed.
Yeah.
They won't watch your back.
No, and neither they shouldn't either.
Yeah.
All right, so anyway, there's a lot to chew on there. Kenny, I bet you have some more comments from Facebook and Twitter. We'll get to those in a moment. 16 before the hour on Good Day.
Yeah, rabbits are cute. Squirrels, too, till they ruin your garden, feasting on your plants. Get yourself some Ortho Animal Be Gone. Animal Be Gone uses ingredients that little critters are naturally repelled by, but it won't hurt them. And the no-stink formula works without smelling horrible. Animal Be Gone from Ortho. We don't hurt them. We just chase them. Guaranteed. Learn more about how Animal Be Gone lives up to its name at ortho.com. Use only as directed.
This is Holly Thomas, Group Vice President of Cause Marketing for Macy's. Our company is working together with the March of Dimes through March for Babies to raise money and awareness about the serious problem of premature birth in the U.S. That's why Macy's is committed to raising funds through our employees, customers, family, and friends to improve the health of moms and babies everywhere. Won't you please join us in March for Babies? Start a team today at marchforbabies.org.
Okay, so you've tried to whiten your teeth before and know how annoying it can be. One, maybe you used the strips or the trays and that was too much work to deal with and it got messy. Two, maybe it was too sensitive on your teeth. Or three, maybe you have caps or crowns or veneers and it just wasn't working on those. That's why I use Power Swabs. Power Swabs, a clinically proven teeth whitening system that gets your teeth whiter and brighter in just 5 minutes. That's right, 5 minutes. I'm talking on average 2 shades whiter in 5 minutes and 6 shades in 7 days. Clinically proven. If you have caps, crowns, or veneers, Power Swabs can get rid of the stains on them as well. Who doesn't want a nice white smile to go with the good weather? Call now for your 5-minute solution to whiter and brighter teeth. 800-281-6829. That's 800-281-6829. Call now. Mention Doug Steffen. Get free shipping on your entire order. That's 800-281-6829 for Power Swabs. 800-281-6829. Do you need more stamina? Do you need more energy? Do you need to become more mentally aware? Just some of the things that will happen to you when you get on Super Beets. The easiest way to get these natural dietary nitrates that help with your circulation. Get more blood to your muscles, to your brain, to your organs. The benefits of 3 whole beets and just 1 teaspoon of Super Beets with no beet taste. I feel confident offering this to you because I take Super Beets every day. It's my new favorite product. How do you get it? You call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Get a 30-day supply free. Comes with your first order and is backed by a money-back guarantee. Also get a free book entitled Beat the Odds. Free shipping on your entire order. You'll love the results you feel with your first free canister. Guaranteed or your money back. Call 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com. Again, that's 800-655-4183 or go to DougLikesBeets.com.
Some cars don't get older. They get faster and louder and more beloved. But inside, it could be a whole different story. One you can't see. So Valvoline created MaxLife, our best defense against the hidden signs of aging for cars that are just getting started at 75,000 miles. We introduced motor oil in 1866, and we've been reinventing it ever since. Valvoline, 140 years under the hood. Visit AutoZone now and buy 5 quarts of MaxLife and an oil filter starting at $24.99. See store for restrictions and details.
13 before the hour. Our Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Molly Page and Ken Kessler. Ken has done his homework like a good boy. So, Kenny, please tell us about The Zoo.
The Zoo is a forthcoming TV series on CBS, a drama that's supposed to start at the end of next month, based on a book by James Patterson. And it's about an investigation into what appear to be orchestrated efforts of attacks by animals on humans in an effort to eliminate mankind.
There we go. That sounds uplifting. Just what we want to watch. I hope it's on just before people go to bed, too, because it'll no doubt help them sleep a lot better. That kind of stuff. 10 o'clock Eastern, yes.
Like baby raccoons going to, go for the jugular when somebody comes into their cage to feed them? How's it going to work?
Maybe worse than that.
I'm not sure. The picture shows a lion.
Right.
I think it's bigger and badder animal.
Leo the lion, no doubt. Or Leona the lioness. Have them. I understand that quite well.
Could you blame them for rising up against us, honestly?
No, the way that someone get treated? No.
Yeah.
Not at all.
I choose to root for the animals.
Okay. Good for you. Talk to them, will you please, for all
I
of
will.
Us.
I will. I'll have a word.
All right, so Kenny, what about Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day, Deflategate, for those who didn't hear, the Patriots are bad guys. Tom Brady needs to be fired. All right, what are other people saying about this?
Blaine says, I don't know how Tom Brady could get into the Hall of Fame after this. Mm-mm. And how do the Patriots wind up keeping the Super Bowl trophy? Maybe they should just say no one won the Super Bowl this year and scratch it from the books.
Aha! 243-page report stops short of calling Mr. Brady a cheater. All right, what are other people saying?
Dave says, Brady will not be suspended. The NFL has that pretty boy penciled in as the image of the league for years to come.
Right. little bitty pretty boy. And his wife, you see, is part of the reason for that. Giselle Bundchen or whatever. And I always think of it. Whenever I hear that name or see it, I always think of a donut. I don't know why, but I do.
Really?
It's always about donuts, yeah. One more,
I don't think
Kenny?
She's ever seen one.
No, it didn't look like it.
Charles says, give the trophy and the prize money to Seattle. Declare the game a forfeit. That's the only way to keep this from happening again.
51 after on Good Day.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
You never change the stakes. The house takes you. Unless, when that perfect hand comes along, you bet big, and then you take the house.
Been practicing this speech a little bit. Did I rush it? Felt like I rushed.
That was good. I liked it.
There needs to be another one of these movies. They were all good.
Yes.
Elvis, with a little less conversation, became a hit again in 2001 when it appeared in the first of the Ocean movies, Ocean's 11. George Clooney having his 54th birthday today. How old is his wife? She like in her late...
No, she's my... She's 36, something like that.
Okay. So there's a good argument for a different show. But
could have been me.
54 to 56.
Yeah, could have been you. Should have been you. Yeah. The cool thing about this Elvis song is it was a remix by like these British DJs who put all the drum beats and just remixed the whole thing. It was very cool.
Now, you got any more sound from the movie,
Absolutely.
Richie?
Absolutely.
This all makes 10. 10 ought to do it, don't you think? You think we need one more? You think we need one more? All right, we'll get one more.
What I love about
it. Called, he wants your shirt back.
That was a great line.
Called, he wants your shirt back.
This is, these movies, all of them, Chucker, I thought were sensational. Just nothing but pure entertainment, fun, watching these guys, knowing what we, but most of all, anybody who checked into it or knew, I don't know why I knew it. I guess I knew because Brendan, my son, who's in the business, told me that they basically prepared an outline for this and then they let everybody go. There was no real script to these things. They just brought people in. They figured out how to do the scenes and what they wanted to do, what they wanted to accomplish with the scenes, and they just would do three or four takes of different ways of them basically ad-libbing their way through the whole movie, all the movies.
Saves money on the screenplay.
But I, you know, when you think about it, that's the kind of stuff. Remember all the Smokey and the Bandit movies and things that are a lot of fun. There have been other movies that I can think of, but I'm just, these two are a good example of what you can, what these people, they all get together, they're friends, and they just have a good time. And
the director of those films was Steven Soderbergh,
right,
who's
yeah.
known for doing a lot of experimental stuff
yeah.
when shooting movies.
Yeah, yeah. So anyway, good stuff. Happy birthday, George Clooney. All right, movie news from Chuck Curry on the Good Day program in a moment.
I had new Belvita breakfast bites this morning. Then what did I do? I got dressed, fed my cat, cut my bangs, wore a hat, got most of my kids to school on time. Took a car to the train, ran to work, missed the rain, saw a sheepdog chase its tail online. Have you seen that video? It's really funny.
Try new Belvita breakfast bites when you're on the go. Made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release 4 hours of steady energy. Share your morning win. Belvita.
Morning win.
Are you ready to be your own boss but don't know where to begin? A franchise allows you to be in business for yourself but not by yourself. Find a franchise opportunity that's perfect for you on FranchiseExpo.com. Browse options, review investment requirements, and search by industry, brand, or location. You're guaranteed to find at least one franchise for sale that you'd love to own. Visit FranchiseExpo.com and make your dream of owning your own business a reality.
All right, so Chucker.
Yeah,
Chucker. I'm looking at something that suggests that the next Mission Impossible film is going to appear pretty much in tandem with the latest documentary on Scientology. What's the point of that? What's the people keep throwing things at Tom Cruise like this was going to destroy his career. I think his career is indestructible. Do you agree?
Yeah, I agree. Well, here's the math on this. Very few people will actually ever see that documentary, except for probably a few hundred thousand, and many people will go to the theater to see Mission Impossible 5.
Right.
So in terms of box office, nobody's really going to care what they think on that subject or Tom Cruise's involvement, because they want to see Tom Cruise play Ethan Hunt as a character on the big screen. So I don't see that.
What's the buzz, by the way? Last time you were talking about it, you thought it was pretty good on Mission Impossible.
The buzz on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I expect it to be good. The last two installments in that franchise I thought were absolutely terrific, so I expect this one.
They're getting better each time, in essence.
They've gotten better each time, that's true. I didn't like the original, and the second one I had mixed feelings. It was directed by John Woo, but I love the third one, and I love the fourth one, so we'll see where the fifth
one is. When is the next one? When is it coming out pretty soon, isn't it?
It comes out, I believe, in late June or early July.
All right, what else you got quickly?
Disney-owned Lucasfilms confirmed there will be more Indiana Jones movies, but would not say whether it'll be a reboot or a continuation with Harrison Ford as Indiana Jones. Considering they're so busy with Star Wars, this won't happen for a few years. I'm going to go reboot. That's my gut feeling.
Nah, they need the consistency.
Dig up the old stars and prop them up.
Oh, stop it, will you, please? Jack Curry, have a good day. 59 past.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com.